God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power up for today will come from the book of Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, and we are going down to the 19th verse. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. 20th verse says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. What power works in us? Because it says in the word, what we just read, that the Lord that is able to do exceeding abundantly above and beyond what we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We got two powers. We have the power of our faith, and then we have the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, one cannot grow without the other one. So in order for you to build your faith, it is important that you abide with the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, because you can try to grow your faith without the Holy Spirit, but it becomes harder because you don't have an internal push to keep you going when things go wrong. You don't have that internal coach to say, yes, you can. Okay? So you need your internal coach, which is the Holy Spirit, that will build your faith from the size of a mustard seed, okay, to the kind of faith that you need in order to move mountains and have them cast into the midst of sea. Because when you get saved and you get delivered and you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you get a measure of faith. So your measure has to grow so that when you begin to walk in your destiny, when you begin to go after the things that God say that you can have and the things that you desire, then your faith is not bigger than your desire, okay? Your faith should be the biggest thing you got. Your faith should be bigger than the dream that you have to go to Wall Street and sit on Wall Street and become a power broker. Your faith should be bigger than an Oscar and an Emmy, if that's what you decide you want to do. Your faith got to be bigger than those things, because you need your faith to carry those things along. So if your faith is smaller than the vehicle that you're trying to put this thing in, it can't fit. It's an overload. And so what happens when you get the first hit, then what happens is you back up, because your faith can't accommodate what you're going after. So what I'm saying on today is that you have to build up your faith with the encouragement and the persuasion of the Holy Spirit, so that when you decide that you want to be a Fortune 500 company, when you decide you want to be married to a man of God who is powerful, a woman of God who is powerful, so you guys can be known as a powerful man and woman of God. When you decide that you want to graduate with honors and you want to sit at the top of this technical firm, and when you decide you want to live in a 20,000 square foot house and you want your children to go to Ivy League colleges, when you decide these things, your vehicle of faith got to be large enough to carry them out, okay? Because what you have that's going to move your desire is faith. Your faith in knowing that God can do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what you could ask or think. But your faith got to be the power that works inside of you. So when your faith is small, then you can't stand through the process. When your faith is small, then you won't stand up and declare that you are blessed when the doctor give you your first bad report. When your faith is small, you won't stand up and try again when the first job say no. When your faith is small and every house you try to get, they deny you, you'll quit. Okay? I'm just using some common examples here because this is how you know your faith got to grow. This is how you know you got to come up in God. This is how you know you got to grow some more so that you can accommodate the desires of your own heart. Not the desires necessarily that God got for you, but the desires that you got for yourself. You got to believe in you if you can't believe in me. You got to believe in me, you, if you don't believe in your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. You have to believe in you and God and the power that works in you that can connect to the power of the Holy Spirit. And your power that you have is the Holy Spirit himself. And the power that you have is the faith that you cultivate. And when you put those powers together, they become the power that works up the power that's inside of you. Okay? Your power got two parts. It's the Holy Spirit and it's the faith. And when you got the faith and you got the Holy Spirit, then there ain't nothing in this world that you can't conquer. Sickness can't hold you down. A denial can't hold you down. A no can't hold you down. Everybody don't like you can't hold you down. Your mama say you ain't gonna be nothing. It won't hold you down. Your daddy say ain't nothing to you. It won't hold you down. Your grandmama say you look just like your no good uncle, but it won't hold you down because your faith has risen higher than these things that people are saying. Your faith has risen higher than the denial. Your faith has risen higher than the rejection. And when your faith come up, and let me tell you what happened. When your faith come up, then you can come up. You can't come up until your faith come up. You can't come up. Somebody need to look in the mirror and say, faith, come up so I can come up. Faith, come up so I can come up. Hey, you in the mirror, we need to work on our faith because our faith, you in the vision that's looking back at you out of the mirror, you in that image, y'all faith got to come up because it's holding back the promise of the Lord. Y'all faith got to come up because it's holding back the movement of the Lord. The faith that is inside of you cannot shake, can't waver, it can't bend, it can't break every time somebody say something crazy. Can't do it. It can't do it. It can't do it. It cannot do it. Because if that happens, when that happens, what is going to happen is that you, my God, will never walk in the desires of your own heart. You will settle because you feel like what you want is too big. You feel like what you want is not obtainable. You feel like what you want you don't deserve. Only you can fix that. I can't fix how you feel on the inside. Nobody can fix how you feel on the inside. You can go to all these different famous TV talk shows, psychologists, and all these different people, and they talk about they're going to fix this, and they're going to fix that, and they're going to restore this and rebuild that, and they're restructuring this, and they can't do that. Only you can. And the only, let me help you out. The only key that you need to fix your faith is faith in yourself. Through the word of God and faith in yourself, you have the ability to fix what's broken, what's missing, what's too low on the inside of you. Only you can. I can have faith to go to believe that you can go to the top of the mountain. But if you only believe you can get half the way, my faith is not enough to carry you to the top. You can't run off of my faith. You have to run off of your own faith. You can't run off of your mother's faith saying that I know you're going to be successful. I know you're going to go far. That faith is not going to take you anywhere. If you don't believe that you're going far, if you don't believe that you are going to be successful, then what you will not be is successful. Where you will not go is far because your faith is lacking the ability to carry you up the mountain. So grow your faith. Grow your faith through the word of God. Grow your faith through speaking good things in your own hearing. I am successful. I am blessed. I know I am going to be all that God says I'm going to be. I know that I am going to have everything that God says I'm going to have. The next no is not going to shape my destiny. The next no is not going to rearrange my opinion of myself. Yes, I am smart. Yes, I deserve it. Yes, it is mine. You can say no, but the next yes is right around the corner. You can say no, but the next time you are approved is right around the corner. You can say no, but the next congratulations is right around the corner. And I ain't giving up until I hear what I want. I ain't giving up until I get what I want. I ain't giving up until I'm moving into where I want to live. I ain't giving up until I sit behind the desk that I want to occupy. I'm not giving up because that faith that's inside of me is large enough to take me to the destiny that I know that I can have. Because God, he said in his word, exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what I could ask or even think. And so what I'm thinking right now is that I can live in this 20,000 square foot house. But what God is about to do, because it's exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond what I could ask or even think, perhaps maybe he gonna add 5,000 more feet. Perhaps maybe he gonna put it in a better place. Perhaps maybe he gonna give me two of these houses. Who knows what God gonna do? Because his ways is past our ways. His mind is not our mind. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And all I can say on this morning is thank you, Jesus, for whatever you're about to do. Because I got the faith to stand up and say, I'm a waiter until my change come. I'm a waiter until my breakthrough show up. I'm a waiter until you move on my behalf. Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer. Be sanctified. So on today, God, we lift up a praise on this morning for the purification of our spirits. On today, we say thank you for making us pure. On today, God, we say thank you for making us holy. On today, God, we say thank you for making us acceptable. On today, God, we want to say thank you for just being God. You are the King of glory. You're God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. And on this morning, we say thank you for being God. Thank you for being the God that woke us up on this morning. Thank you for being the God that covered us all the night long. Thank you for being the God that made sure that on yesterday, we had everything that we need. And if you have prepared the day, that we will find no lack as we transfer through the hours of this day. That where we step, that's where you will be. What we need, you've already sent. What we try to do, you've already made the way clear. You are God, the King of glory, and you're moving by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit. On this morning, Spirit of the Living God, we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you are God. You are the King of glory. You are God. You are Lord Almighty. You are God, and you're moving by your power and by your spirit. You are God, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. In the name of Jesus, we magnify your most holy name. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you're doing what only you can. And we say thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor, God, right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you're moving by your power in the midst of the things that are going on all around. You are God, and you're moving by your spirit. You are doing what need to be done all around. You are God, and even when we don't see what you're doing, you're taking care of us. Even when we don't understand how you're moving, you're doing what need to be done concerning us. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. You are God, and you're moving by your anointing and by your power and by your spirit. You are God, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that there is none like you. Understanding on today that you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can. And we glorify your name. You're doing what only you can. And we magnify your name
You're doing what only you can. And we give you all the praise. You are God. And you are God alone. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are going to get the glory. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're going to get the honor. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're going to get the praise. You are God, and you are God alone, and we give it to your honor, and we give it to your glory, and we give it to your praise on this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, understanding on today that you are the God that's providing and sending food onto our tables. You are the God that's supplying and making sure that clean water yet still enter into our homes, that you are the God that's watching out for us and ensuring that the power grid yet still deliver electricity into our homes. And we gotta say thank you, Lord, that you are King and you are mighty in battle and you're doing what need to be done. And we glorify your name. You are God and you're righteous. You are God. You're holy. You are God. You're mighty. You are God, and you're doing what need to be done, and we glorify your name right now in the name of Jesus, understanding on today that no matter what, you are King, and you are mighty in battle. No matter what, you are Lord, and you're looking out for us on today in the mighty name of Jesus. You got your hand upon the presidential election, and we're leaning and we're depending on you that whatever get released, that the King of Glory has had his final say so, that whatever get released, that the King of Glory has had his way, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are depending on you to show up and do what need to be done in the midst of this presidential election, that by the authority and the power of the blood, we're crying out on the day that you, God, that you step on in, and you, God, that you do what need to be done, that you, God, that you work it out on our behalf, on the behalf of the believers, on behalf of the ones that call you Father, on behalf of the ones that call you King, on behalf of the ones that know you to be the great I Am, that you're gonna do what need to be done in the midst of this presidential election. We're calling forth the power and the anointing of the blood. Let it get in the midst of the electoral college. Let it get in the midst of the Capitol building. Let it get in the midst of the Pentagon. Let it get in the midst of the Oval Office. Let it get in the midst of what's happening in the White House. You are God. You are the King of Glory. And you're going to show up. And you're going to take care of us in places where we don't even know that we need representation. You're going to take care of us in places where we have no idea what's really happening. You're going to take care of us in the places that they're hiding from the eyes of the public. You're going to take care of us in places that we don't know nothing about. You are God, and you're going in, and you're working it out. You're going in, and you're turning it around. You're going in, and you're doing what need to be done. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're doing what need to be done by the power and the anointing of the blood. You are God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. You're worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy. You're worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy. You're worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is great, and we give you praise. Your name alone is great, and we give you honor. Your name alone is great, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you right now, for you are the King of glory. We say thank you right now, you are God Almighty. We say thank you right now, you are the mighty I am. And we say thank you right now, you're doing what only you can. You are God, the great I am. And we say thank you right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is great, God. And we say thank you, Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, understanding that you inhabit the praises of your people. And we're saying thank you right now for what you're doing, how you're moving, and how you're working. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're giving us that which we stand in need of. You're working it out. You're turning it around. You're moving by your power, and you're moving by your spirit. You are God, the King of glory, and you're doing what only you can do. You are God, you're Lord Almighty, and you're moving like only you can move. You are God, you're mighty in battle, and you're working it out, and you're turning it around. And you are God, the mighty I am. And we're saying thank you in the name of Jesus, Father. Your name alone is great. You're greatly to be praised. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, we give you honor. On this morning, we give you glory. On this morning, we give you praise. There is none like you, God. And we magnify your most holy name. There is none like you, God. And we give you all the praise. There is none like you, God. And we give you all the glory and all the honor. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. And we bless your name right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are mighty in battle, understanding that you are worthy. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, you are in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, on this morning, I need you by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus, to look down upon Prophet Shamar Bennett on today, and by the anointing and the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that you got him wrapped up, and you are leading him. You got him wrapped up, and you are guiding him in the things that you need him to do in this season, that he is allowing you on this morning to take him and navigate him into the positioning in which he have to stand in this season, that by the authority and the power of the blood, you're giving him strength to do that which you have said that he must do. You're giving him peace to do that which you said that he must do. And even when it ain't comfortable, and even when he don't understand how it's all gonna work out, that he'll be able to do that which you have set him up to do, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, that you are going to navigate him, and you're going to show him the way that you need these things to be done, and you're going to give him that which you need him to take care of, and he is going to know what to do when it's released. He is going to know how to move when it's released. He is going to know what step to take when that which you have said will be released, when it's released, that by the partner by Sheke and Debasia, the indicators that he has asked for, they are about to be released, and he is going to know for sure that which you have spoken is to be done, that by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, give him that which he need to do that which in his mind he don't really want to do, but Lord. Give him that which he need, that he might be able to go where you're sending him, and that he'll be able to do what you're speaking to him, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, that he'll get it done, and he'll be able to stand, and he'll be able to run with that which you are releasing in this season, in the name of Jesus, that by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, you doing what only you can, and we glorify your holy name. You're doing what only you can, and we magnify your most holy name. You are God, and we give you glory. You are God, and we give you honor. You are the mighty one, the holy one. You are the righteous one. Mighty I am, that is who you are. Great I am, that is who you are. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. For you are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are great, knowing that you are mighty, knowing that you are righteous, knowing that you are holy. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. There is none like you, God. And we can search high and low, but we can't find nothing that compared to you, God. You are mighty in battle. You are righteous. You are holy. That is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now, Father, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are mighty, understanding that you are holy, understanding that you are worthy of the praise and the honor and the glory. That is who you are, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty I am, righteous God. Holy I am, that is who you are. And we say thank you right now, Father, for your name alone is worthy of the praise. And we say thank you, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, look down upon the Barr family in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing power of the blood of Jesus, let it flow in between and among and around and through every member of the Barr family in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty God, the enemy want to put a rip in the family, but on this morning, by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, I seal up every breach in the family right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that every demonic sending that's been sent against this family unit, let it be destroyed by the power and the authority of the blood. That on this morning, you, God, the King of Glory, you are standing up in the midst of the Barr family, and you doing what need to be done, that Treva and David Evan will stand as the unit that the vow require in the name of Jesus. And no matter what the devil sin, no matter who the devil sin, they can't break what you have put together, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are sealing it up. You, God, you're cutting it off. You, God, you're moving and you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is no order higher than a husband to his wife. Nobody, no circumstance, no situation come before a husband to his wife. And on this morning, I call forth divine order. I call forth holy order. I call forth righteous order in the name of Jesus, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, let it arise and let it take up its rightful positioning. The enemy don't like this. Let it take up its rightful positioning by the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus, that there'll be no more misorder, that there'll be no more disorder, that there'll be no more miscommunication, there'll be no more overlooking, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, we call forth holy order, we call forth righteous order, we call forth divine order in the name of Jesus, God, that by the power and the anointing and by the anointing and the blood of Jesus, you are God and you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you, by the anointing and the power of the blood. You are doing it, God, because you are King. You're doing it, God, because you are God. You're doing it, God, because you are mighty, righteous in battle. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy. You're worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy. You're worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy. And you're worthy of the honor. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today, and there is nobody like you. And we say thank you, God, for taking care of the things that the enemy wants to cause to arise in our lives. That you are yet still the King of glory. You are yet still the Lord God Almighty. You rule and you reign. And you are doing that which only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, mighty God, righteous one, holy God, that is who you are. And we glorify your name right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, holy God, move by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit, that no matter what the devil try, and no matter what he's sinning, no matter what he says, that he can't have the final say-so. That it belongs to the King of glory. That it belongs to the God Almighty. That it belongs to the one that reigns and the one that rules. And the one that does that which need to be done on our behalf. And we give you honor. And we give you glory. And we give you praise on this morning. Knowing that you are God. Knowing that you are King. Knowing that you are mighty in battle. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, on today, look down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger. That on this morning, no matter what the devil say, no matter what he sin, no matter what he try, that you, God, are the King of glory. You, God, are Lord God Almighty. You, God, you reign and you rule. And you do what need to be done by the power and the anointing of the blood. You are taking care. You are seeing about. You are covering. You are protecting. And you are doing what only you can do. And for this mighty God, we say thank you. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, for you are God. And on this morning, we magnify your name. On this morning, we give you all the praise. On this morning, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. Knowing on today that you are King of Kings. Knowing on today that you are Lord of Lords. Knowing on today that you are mighty in battle. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, righteous one, heavenly Savior, we say thank you, Father, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. Mighty God, continue to look down upon Miss Paula in her physical body on today, and every circumstance and situation that yet still need to be taken care of on her behalf on today. We are leaning and we are depending on you, knowing that you are the God that can do everything but fail. And on this morning, God, we submit every undone thing in Miss Paula's life to the throne of grace on today. And we say, mighty God, give her a divine way to take care of all these things that yet still need to be done. Give her a righteous way to see about all these things that yet still need to be done. That by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that you are going to do that which need to be be done. And you're going to move in a way that only you can move. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are doing what only you can do on her behalf. You're seeing about her on her behalf. You're making a way for her on her behalf. You're restoring her on her behalf. You're fortifying her. And the enemy that's trying to locate her, you're hiding her under the shadow of the Almighty God, where he can't even enter in. And all he can do is see how you're moving on Miss Paula's behalf. And all he can do is witness your authority. But the enemy don't have the right of way to come and do any harm. And for that on the day, we say thank you. Thank you for your righteous protection. We say thank you. Thank you for your divine way. We say thank you. Thank you for your righteous way. We say thank you. Thank you for your holy way. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You are God, and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you, Lord, by your power and by your authority and by your spirit. You are mighty righteous. You are holy God. And we say thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Your name alone, it is worthy. And we give it to you, honor. Your name alone, it is worthy. And we give it to you, glory. Your name alone, it is worthy. And we give it to you, praise. You are God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. And we give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. Understanding on today that there is none like you. Understanding on today that you are God and you are King. And we say thank you right now for your righteous movement on Miss Paula's behalf. On this morning, we give you glory and we give you honor that you're even looking down upon my father's body, that you're touching raiment in his physical body, that no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's sending, that you are going to move by your power, by your anointing, and by your spirit, that no weapon that try to form against him is going to be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against him, it is going to be condemned. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are moving, you are working, and you are doing what need to be done in the name of Jesus. That from the crown of his head to the very sole of his feet, every bone, every muscle is coming into divine alignment. Every vertebrate in his back is lining up under holy authority. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil's sending, ain't gonna get no victory. It ain't gonna get no praise. For you are God, the King of glory. And you are doing what need to be done inside of his physical body. And for this mighty God, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, you're looking down upon Tramika on today. And you're giving her the strength of the Lord that when she sent to test her, that you will be right there. That the panic that the enemy want to endow her with is being stripped off. And you are dressing in her in the cloak of confidence. You're dressing her in the cloak of destiny that you have spoken over her life. And there ain't no devil that can steal that which you have implanted on the inside of her. That there ain't no devil that can do anything to block what you have done on the behalf of her. That by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are moving, you are working, you are doing what need to be done, for you are God, the King of glory, and you're moving by your anointing. You are God, the King of glory, and you are moving by your authority. You are God, Lord, the King of Glory, and you're doing what need to be done in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, and worthy of the glory. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you are God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. And you are looking down even upon our children, one by one and name by name, near and far, youngest to the oldest, nearest to the furthest. Mighty God, you got Janelle and her situation in the palm of your hand, and you are taking care of her child that's tied up in the midst of this. You are seeing about Janelle, and you are doing what Janelle need done. You are leading her, and you are guiding her, that no matter what the devil thinking, that all things will work together for the woman, Janelle, that love you and call you her father and call you king and call you righteous and are leaning and depending on you to work all of this out and turn it around and make it for her good. Spirit of the living God, you are the King of Glory. Spirit of the living God, you are Lord Almighty. Spirit of the living God, you are moving by your power and by your anointing and by your authority and doing what Janelle need done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, on this morning, you're looking down upon all of our children in the mighty name of Jesus, and you're keeping them safe from harm and danger, that COVID can't get them, pneumonia, influenza, whooping cough, nor the measles can enter into the bodies of our children, that by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, evil influences are being severed away from our children, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are doing what only you can do. You are protecting them, you are shielding them, you are keeping them in the name of Jesus, that are Hanona and Harmony and Victor and Jayla, Justin, Joy, Carter, Nehemiah, Liza, Marlon, Genesis, Nariah, on this morning, by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Desiree and Sarah, and David, Ray, and Trevin, Jason, and Jaquan, Keyshawn, and Deontay, Michaela, and Nakiah, Bella, and Clay, Sarah, once again, Jackson, and Joshua, mighty God, on this morning, all of our children, the ones whose names that we have called, the one that we don't even know by name, the ones that are connected to the ones who we have calling on this morning, mighty God, let prayer reach on this morning, even where Ariana is concerned, in the name of Jesus, and every demonic voice that want to speak into the minds of our children, let it be silent by the power and the anointing of the blood. Let it be silent by the anointing and the power of the blood of Jesus. Break every chain that want to bind up our children. The blood of Jesus. Destroy every yoke that want to destroy our children. The blood of Jesus. Arise in the minds of our children that on this morning that they'll never lay in an early grave, that the jailhouse cannot hold them back, that on this morning by the authority and the power of the blood they are hidden from evil law enforcement, that on this morning by the power and the authority of the blood, childhood sickness and pediatric diseases, generational curses will not abide in the lives of our children, that you are covering them from the things that want to bind them up, that come out of their father's house, that you are covering them from the things that come out of their mother's house that want to hold them down. You are God, and you are sealing them. You are God. You are protecting them. You are God. You are keeping them. You are God, and you are seeing about them. Wash them, God, in the name of Jesus, that no matter what, the devil can't steal what you have put in them, that no matter what, the devil can't rob them of the destiny that you have assigned to them, that by the authority and the power of the blood, you God, you're moving and you're working on their behalf in the name of Jesus. And no matter what the devil has written, let it be erased. No matter what the devil has sent, let it be destroyed by the power and the authority of the blood in the name of Asha, in the name of Jesus. On this morning, that our children, they might be protected, that our children, that they might be kept, that our children, they might be shielded, that our children might go and grow and become that which you said that they can become, that you have the final say so over them, that you have the final destiny where they go, that you get the finalize the trajectory of their path. That by the authority and the power of the blood, that your holy direction will be where they land. That your holy direction will be the path that they follow. That you are God, the King of glory, and you're going to do what need to be done in the lives of our children. And we glorify you and we magnify you. We praise your name in advance, that no matter what the devil has done, that you are the God that you are the righteous God that can undo every evil deed that the enemy has performed and with our children in mind, that every evil deed can be destroyed by the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus. And on this morning we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down upon Asha on today, that wherever this woman might stand on the day, that you visit her and you give her your strength, that you visit her and you give her your peace, that you visit her and you help her, God, put a hedge around her, that the fiery darts that the enemy is firing in her direction, that they won't land in her heart, that the fiery darts that the enemy is shooting in her direction, they won't take root in her mind, that on this morning, by the power and the anointing of the blood, we remove the burden of heaviness, and we cloak her in praise, and we cloak her in worship, and we cloak her in peace on this morning from the throne of grace, that she might stand where you say that she can stand, that she might stand where you put her to be able to stand, and she'll know that the grace I am is right there watching out for her, and she'll know that the great I am is right there seeing about her, that she might know that the great I am is right there doing what need to be done on behalf of her in the Namashe, in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And you are doing what need to be done. No matter what the devil say, no matter what the devil try, you are the King of glory. And you are moving by your power, by your authority, and by your spirit. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that there is none mightier than you. Understanding that there's none more righteous than you. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule and you do what only you can do. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. You are the King of glory. You're God Almighty.
And we say thank you right now in the most holy name of Jesus. You are God and you are God alone. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what come and no matter what goes, that you are doing what only you can do. And we glorify your most holy name. You are God and you are God alone. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, righteous God, mighty Savior, that is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that there is none like you. Understanding on today that we can search high and low, but we will never find anything that compares to you. And for this, God, we are appreciative. We give you glory and honor that on this Sunday morning that the preach word that go out, God, let the preach word land in good ground. God, let somebody cry out today, what must I do to be saved? How can I be set free? God, let the words that are released over the pulpit into the sanctuary, over the TV screens and over the computer screens and the smartphones, on the social media networks, God, let the word of the living God, let it reach down in the spirits and the hearts of man, and let men be saved on today by the power and the authority of the blood, not by any pseudo entity that's trying to masquerade as you, but God, by your power and by your spirit, let mankind know that you are God on today. Let mankind, let them be delivered on today. Let mankind, let them cry out near and far on today that they want to be connected to the true vine, the vine that save, the vine that deliver, the vine that have the ability to set the captive free on today. Let it be that men and women will cry out to be connected on today, that our worship, it won't be in vain, that our praise, it won't be in vain, that our assembly, that it won't be formed or fashioned, but that souls might be saved on today in the name of Jesus, from the youngest to the oldest, that a soul that need to find you, that a person that feel like there is no hope left, that they might find you, that an alcoholic might be delivered, that a sick body might be restored, that a broken heart might be mended, that a destroyed mind might be made whole, that by the authority and the power of the blood, that you're gonna show up on this Sunday morning and do what need to be done. And we say thank you. We give you glory. We say thank you. We give you honor. We say thank you. We give you praise. You are God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus on this morning. You are God. You are King. You are the Most High. And we give you glory on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, that even as we travel to meet you at the place where we are going to meet you on this morning, in the mighty name, we bind up incident and accident, that no matter what the devil try, that it will not take any purchase over your believers on today, that by the authority and the power of the blood, that we travel safe from harm and danger on today, that no weapon that try to form against us will be able to prosper on today. We are secured under the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, that no matter what, that where we go, we are covered. Where we come from, we are protected. That no demonic injection, no demonic intervention will be able to reach us on this day. For you are God, the King of glory. We are leaning on you. We are putting our hand in your hand. We are stepping where you say step, and we are going where you have given us approval to be able to go. That by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, you are God, you are King, you are God, you are righteous, and you're moving by your power, by your authority, and by your spirit. And we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, for you are King. And we say thank you right now. We give you glory right now. We give you honor right now, knowing that you are God. And we say thank you. Knowing that you are God, and we say thank you. On this morning, we give you praise for being King of glory. We give you honor for being God Almighty. We give you praise, for you are God. You are God alone, and we say thank you. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Guide us, God. Keep us, God. Shield us, God, and protect us on today as all these ones celebrate their birthdays. God, many are today, God, and we say cover them one by one. Meet them at the point of their need. God, let this year be a year of turnaround, breakthrough, and elevation in the lives of Travis and Trevin and Taquasha and Warren and Quan on today. God, even Sarah, my mother, once again, God, cover them, protect them, and bring them closer to you, that you might get the glory out of the movements that they make in this season, that by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, that you lift them up, and that they find you, and that they hear you, and they are guided by you in this season, that the enemy cannot do them any harm, and that they are able to go where you say go, and be who you say that they can be. And we give you glory, God, we give you honor, God, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. You are God, and we say thank you. You are God, and we say thank you. You are God, and for this, we say thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you are God, and we say thank you. Amen. 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 As we leave prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, he will bring you out.